This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is U.S. Air Force General Thomas McInerney, retired. He is also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his reaction to the story coming out of the Defense Department that the commanding U.S. General in Afghanistan, Stanley McChrystal, was very critical and publicly critical of folks like President Obama, Vice President Biden, the ambassador to Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry, the National Security Advisor, General Jim Jones, during an extensive profile in Rolling Stone magazine. The general has now been ordered to return to Washington as early as tomorrow to answer for those comments to the magazine. And General, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, let's talk about this in two different tracks. First of all, the protocol of this, and secondly, the actual contents of what the general had to say here. First of all, how big of a breach of protocol is this?
Well, it's a significant breach, one that I think that could very easily have him relieved of command because of criticism of the commander-in-chief and other civilian leadership. I'm surprised that he did it, and it almost sounds like it was deliberate because it is such an egregious breach of protocol and discipline.
So you would expect for him to be relieved as early as this week?
Yes, that's correct.
Let's talk about the tenor of the comments now. The general saying that President Obama was clearly unprepared for their first meeting on Afghanistan. He accuses fellow administration official in Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry, of blindsiding him and betraying him. There seems like they treat Vice President Biden like a joke. What's your reaction to what they actually had to say?
All true. Now, let's go into it. President Obama was unprepared when he had his first meeting with General McChrystal. He should have known about his background, but frankly, President Obama didn't care, and that became very evident. He didn't really care about the Afghan strategy. He had other things on his mind, health care, etc. His particular focus on the war has been probably a D-minus at best, and what Eikenberry did, frankly, was unconscionable to send a message back to the White House and to State Department that did, in fact, blindside the commander in the field. He should not have done that. Eikenberry is clearly an experienced individual because he was the head military guy over there for a while as an Army lieutenant general. I think he let some professional competition get in his way and still wants to think he's now a four-star. He is a senior man in country, but that was not appropriate. I think General Jones's conduct, Ambassador Holbrooke is a loose cannon. The Vice President, frankly, Vice President may have partially had the right strategy, but he too is a loose cannon. So everything that I believe the staff and that General McChrystal have said is spot on, and that's the troubling thing. Now, if he does relieve General McChrystal, his problem's going to be between now and November, as the elections come up, that General McChrystal will divulge all the miscues, the chaos, the disorganization, the lack of leadership that is going on in this White House and in this administration. That will not be good for President Obama. So what you may see is he may try a different course of action rather than to relieve him and get him out of the military. He could reassign him to another job in the Army that would keep him in uniform and keep him from going political.
What's been the biggest disappointment for you, General? I remember you and I talking during the period between the election and the Obama inauguration, in which you were surprisingly pleased with the national security team he put in place, keeping Bob Gates, bringing in General Jones as national security advisor and so forth. What went wrong?
You know, that is a great question, Greg, because they really looked like an experienced team on the national security side, so I was quite pleased. But it turns out that the Secretary of Defense has been a chameleon, and he has completely flip-flopped. He's taken us down a road of unilateral disarmament. General Jones, Jim Jones, who I had great respect for when he was Supreme Allied Commander of Europe as well as a Commandant of the Marine Corps, has frankly just been another chameleon. Has not exhibited strength in that on national security. Again, we are, frankly, on a unilateral disarmament. And Hillary Clinton, she just hasn't showed up. And so when you look at what's going on, it is very, very disturbing. They put $787 billion on a stimulus that doesn't create any new jobs. They could have put $100 billion on defense and created a million new high-tech jobs and helped rebuild this after 9 years of combat. And so I am very, very disappointed.
General, what will be the impact on our troops and our mission in Afghanistan if McChrystal is relieved?
Well, I'm not sure it's going to have a huge impact because, frankly, I think General McChrystal has had the wrong strategy. A counterinsurgency strategy in a 14th century environment, who do you turn over the government to that has never had a central government? You cannot create a Jeffersonian democracy over there, nor can you do nation building. So I think we need to have more a counterterrorism strategy where we defeat the Taliban using the indigenous forces of the Afghanistan. 90% of the population does not want the Taliban there. We need to help destroy them.
General, a lot to consider as we learn about this issue with General McChrystal now, but also the larger policy in Afghanistan. Thank you very much for your time today, sir.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney is also a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.